What's up, everybody? It's your boy JT Thompson back with you with a new episode. The coronavirus, baby. I ain't trying to say it like this is something sweet, but we're in a pickle. We're in a pickle, man. I encourage everybody right now to sit down. Unless you got to go to the grocery store, go check on your parents, a loved one. If it's nothing that's detrimental, sit your ass down, man. You can't be out here, and especially if you're not masked up and got your gloves on, you know, you got to really protect yourself right now, you know. We all making light of it, you know, trying to have a little fun with it, you know, cracking jokes. You got, you know, Cardi B and them making some little songs out here, and, you know, everybody posting stuff on Facebook and Instagram. It's cute, it's cool, but it ain't cute once you got it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody love to say, well, you know, the heat kill it, or if you do this, it'll kill it. That sound good until you get it. That sound real good until you get it, man. You know, let's just do the right thing. These people say sit in the crib, man. Sit in the crib. Do what you got to do to get your unemployment going, so that way you got something coming in the house. They can't evict us. They can't turn your lights off. They can't turn your water off. So number 45, he did do that. You give him a round of applause for that. Hold on, give him a round of applause for that. You did do something right. But other than that, everybody gotta just chill, man. Take some time to reflect on the things that you're trying to do in life. Take some time to reflect on your family. You know, if you're in a relationship right now, y'all was having some problems, this should be your eye opener. Y'all can either make it through this, or you can give up. And if y'all can make it through this going through some issues, trust me, you will come out good on the other end of the tunnel. You know, for everybody who's single out here, like myself, this is a good time to reflect on yourself, man. You know, sit back, chill, think about some of the things you need to do. You know, meditate and really ponder on some things that it is that you need to do. I know it's a reason I've been talking about a lot of positive things on this podcast. You know, I try to make some controversial stuff, but for the most part, I try to keep things positive. And right now, we need all the positive energy we can get. You know, keep yourself bundled up, man. And I don't mean like, you know, you're putting on a snowsuit or nothing like that. I ain't saying get carried away, but get a mask. If you ain't got a mask, get a towel. If you ain't got a towel, get a bandana. Do something. Keep your mouth and nose covered up, you know, and get a low, get a hat. Have that hat all the way down over your eyes. I'm serious. You know, and you know, I hate to say this because it sounds crazy. This social distancing thing, this sounds real crazy. You know, stay 6 feet, man. That's what they say do, you know. Because a lot of people in Michigan is getting it. They getting that shit, man. You know, it ain't just New York. We hear about New York, how they got like, what is it, 40,000 cases or something crazy like that? Shit, Michigan right behind them. Michigan sitting right around 20 to 30. So we ain't too far behind New York, and we ain't even got as many people as New York. So right now we, you know, I be seeing everybody online, you know, they still riding around, they hanging around each other like it's all good. Like, oh, but this my boy, I know he clean, You don't know where your boy been at. You don't know where your homegirl been at. You don't know what grocery store they go to or what CVS pharmacy, and you don't know if they got too close to somebody. They say if you breathing within the same air of somebody, man, this shit is crazy. It's like chemical warfare. They say, this is what I saw in the news. They say if a person talking too close to you and you inhaling they breath, so to speak, or if they spit on you, or you know how people talk and They get too aggressive when they talk, and a little bit of spit fly off of them and hit you on the nose or on the cheek. Oh yeah, you got it then. You know, shaking people's hands. You know, you can't give people that good dap and that hug. You can't do that no more. At least not for right now. You know, until this shit is over with. And even when this shit slow down, you gotta watch who you embrace. You know, I think it's bad. You know, it's, as a single man, you know, I be wanting to talk to females, but nah, you know, let alone if you got AIDS. Damn, do she got corona? You know, you be wanting to walk up to a female and, hey, how you doing? You know, you can't even do that now. Only thing you can do is look. Yeah, she look good, and keep it going. You can't even say nothing to them now. You can't even rap. You know what I'm saying? Can't even get your fly game on. You can't do none of that. You know, a lot of y'all talking about, man, I'm going to make it through this. And half of y'all couldn't survive half of y'all can't even survive one day in the crib. But y'all going to survive a shutdown. Get the little bit of food you need, man. And eat normal settings. This a different time. Y'all can't be sitting up here talking about to eat a whole plate of food. Man, you better cut that down to half a plate. You got to preserve your food now. Half of y'all from the hood and y'all acting like y'all don't know how to survive through a little shutdown. I'm from the, people get it twisted. Oh, Jimmy from Bell. Man, Jimmy is from 7 Mile in Edinburgh. I know what it's like. I remember when my mom and dad had to make sure that we was eating. Time in a Seaboard. You know, Allendale. Time in Allendale. I wasn't always from Belleville. My mom and dad wasn't always, you know, doing the things they was doing when we first moved out here. So I remember, man. If I got to get a grilled cheese sandwich and make it happen, I will. And that's what some of y'all need to do, man. You know, you out here trying to shop for every piece of meat out here, man. You better learn how to really survive. Get that bread, get that oatmeal, get that peanut butter and jelly. Y'all playing out here. I go through some of the places in the stores and the bologna just loaded. Like, they don't want no bologna, no ham. They don't want no salami. Oh, let me get that. Y'all acting like that. Y'all too good for that, man. You better learn how to survive off the scraps. For real. But I just want to let y'all know, man, be safe out here. Whatever it is that y'all do, be safe, man. And try not to drink too hard. Because a lot of people, you know, the liquor store is essential and gas station is essential. Only a couple little spots is essential. And then everybody like, man, I'm going to get me a drink. Because they depressed right now. Don't let this shit get to you that bad. You know what I'm saying? Stay safe, everybody. Keep your head up. Keep your family safe. Take this time to reflect. Take this time to spend time with your family. Take this time to rebuild that relationship with your woman or your man. You know, take that time to reach out to that individual by phone that you haven't kicked it with in a long time and see how that individual is doing. Help lift each other up, y'all. I'm out.